to the Inquisitorial representative concerning the elimination of the Temple of the Star Child. My lord, I bring this report to you because of its concerning nature. Many of us in the upper echelons of our glorious institution are aware of the sensei and the beliefs in the Star Child and its associated beliefs in the resurrection of the Emperor in some form. This report is deeply concerning on this front. Even if it is not true and it was a chaos-related cult, I believe it is deeply concerning that it was annihilated without any consideration for what we believe to be the correct course of action. From Inquisitor Fortes, regarding the elimination of the Temple of the Star Child. As you will know, I was dispatched to Levenor to investigate the growing power of an anti-imperialist cartel called the Temple of the Star Child, or Star Cult for short. We have been hearing rumors of cult members gathering on Levenor 15 for some time, seemingly drawn to some center point. We allowed this to continue until we were sure that all important cult members were present on the planet. Extensive study of the cult's beliefs makes for interesting reading. The members of the cult were wholly unaware of their heretical ideals and believed that their doctrines were serving the Emperor in the guise of the Star Child. They were assured that this Star Child entity was merely another aspect of the beneficent Emperor, a more benign creature than the true master of mankind, although there can ultimately be none more benevolent than the true Emperor. Praise be to him. The highest-ranking cult members were known as sensei, and they were firm in their belief that they were children of the Emperor, sired long ago before the founding of the Imperium. These sensei certainly possessed strange powers and great charisma, and their deluded followers were only too happy to reinforce their spurious beliefs. At first, even I was given momentary pause and considered the possibility that indeed these people had been chosen by the Emperor for some higher purpose, though I never for a moment credited the idea they were the Emperor's offspring. However, seeing the kind of scum they dealt with and attracted to their cause, my suspicions were returned. Rebel humans, ghastly abhumans, and even vile Eldar consorted with these sensei. Such hideous companions would never be tolerated by a true favorite of the Emperor, and I ordered the cult examined in close detail. At first, myself and my companions could find nothing drastically threatening about the ceremonies and celebrations devoted to the so-called Star Child. The sensei believed that they would achieve a higher state of being when the Star Child would grip them in rapture and elevate them to the heavens. This elevation, which they called the apotheosis, struck a chord with my learned colleague Inquisitor Alexio, who reminded us of the deluded beliefs of chaos worshippers that their god will grant them eternal life and everlasting power. Spurred by these thoughts, we examined the Star Cult in even greater detail. After several long months of infiltration and examination, we came to a number of horrifying conclusions. There was no doubt in the minds of the temple's members, including the sensei, that this Star Child was a truly magnanimous and noble entity, dedicated to the securing of mankind's future. However, as we observed the cult ever more closely, we started recognizing certain phrases, gestures, and ceremonial accoutrements which stirred our memories of the Thrandos cult we destroyed 14 years ago. The Thrandos cult was utterly dedicated to the worship of the great sorcerer, the architect of fate. Here we saw sigils and signs pointing towards that fell deity. Was it possible that the great conspirator was masquerading as this Star Child entity, sending false visions and dreams and manipulating these debased cult members? Of course it was possible. No intrigue is too convoluted, no path too twisted for the changing lord to follow. Our suspicions were confirmed weeks later, when Inquisitor Alexio's emperor-gifted inner eye detected the foul taint of the great sorcerer during one of the cult's main ceremonies. This was incontrovertible proof that the Temple of the Star Child posed a threat to the stability of Levelnor and the surrounding systems. Our request for aid was answered by the Salamanders chapter of the Adeptus Astartes. They executed the annihilation of the Star Cult with admirable expediency, and I must say we took some personal gratification by removing those of the Sensei who were present. These trusting, misguided, gullible fools were more of a threat to the Imperium than any number of malevolent worshippers. Who could tell what damage had been caused by their stupid magics and inconsiderate association with aliens and malign influences? Inquisitor Credo is embarking on hunting down four other Sensei who did not journey to Levenor 15. I wish him every success in his endeavours, and I hope he garners the success he deserves. Inquisitor Alexio is remaining here on Levelnor to ensure the Temple of the Star Child is truly eradicated. I am heading to the asteroidal mining colony of Vaynor 21 to follow up rumours of Lord Varlak gathering another army for rebellion. Is there nothing that will rid us of this heretic? Inquisitor Fortes, Levelnor 15. I am sure, my lord, that you are as concerned as I am about the implications of this report. I have dispatched agents to track down these inquisitors, particularly this Inquisitor Alexio, who is of deep interest to me. I have also sent word to the Salamanders chapter, and I am hoping that their involvement, given their predilection, shall we say, to humanitarian endeavours, may mean that their involvement was not as clear-cut as it would at first appear. As ever, I will keep you updated on the results of my investigations. In the meantime, I remain your most loyal servant, Inquisitor A.B. Prince.